With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. military reporting it has successfully begun enforcing a blockade of Iranian ports. The Islamic Republic threatening regional strikes. Recent talks between the U.S. and Iran ended without an agreement, but President Trump suggesting a second round could take place in the next 2 days. Vice President Vance admits that many young Americans don't support the U.S.-led war against Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Addressing a Turning Point USA event in Georgia, the vice president said he understands why a lot of young voters don't love the Trump administration's Middle East policy. But he urged conservative activists who disagree with the president on the war to avoid becoming disengaged. He also said Donald Trump wants the U.S. to reach a grand bargain with Iran. The development of Iran's nuclear program remains a key sticking point. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli police have found about 70 Palestinian men hiding in a garbage truck as they attempted to cross into Israel, apparently in search of work. The men discovered at a West Bank checkpoint. Despite promised tax relief, polling shows most Americans still think they're overpaying.
Tax refunds are up this season, but according to a Fox News poll, about 7 in 10 registered voters still say their taxes are too high. That's up from about 6 in 10 last year. Even with the expectation that many households will see more income from the Republicans' tax legislation, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that that legislation will ultimately largely benefit the richest Americans. Polling shows that many Americans may not be feeling those benefits, with their tax refunds being eaten up by higher prices as the U.S. experiences a spike in inflation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. The Grahams have some traveling in their future.
Franklin is scheduled to preach the gospel on May 30th and 31st at the Festival de Esperanza in Madrid, an event being organized by Spanish churches and to include performances by Michael W. Smith and other contemporary Christian music stars. Meanwhile, his son Will Graham is slated to preach May 4th and 5th in Shikoku, Japan. The younger Graham says, quote, God is doing something wonderful in Japan. I believe God's heart is for the next generation of Japanese that will choose to follow him and lead others to him. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians are using their spiritual gifts to help others. The latest survey from Lifeway Research finds 68% of Protestant churchgoers say they make it a point to try and use their gifts to serve God and the people around them. That's up sharply from 2012 when less than 60% of respondents said so. This is SRN News. Markets are approaching record levels.
Stocks rallied to the edge of their all-time high and crude oil prices fell as traders hope for new talks between the U.S. and Iran. The S&P 500 rose 1.2% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 317 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 2%. The price of Brent crude fell 4.6% to about $94 a barrel. That's well above the $70 a barrel Brent was trading at before the war started. Brent went as high as $119 a barrel when worries about the war were at their peak. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Iran war stalling the world's economic momentum this year, likely pushing growth lower compared to 2025. That's according to the International Monetary Fund, downgrading its forecast for global growth to 3.1% in 2026 from a previous 3.3%. More details at srnnews.com.